It's the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show.
Santa!
4 o'clock, jazzercise. 5 o'clock, solve world hunger. Tell no one. 6 o'clock, dinner with me. I can't cancel that again.
But what will I wear?
That's it. I'm not going.
Buzz, your girlfriend. Woof.
Yippee-ki-yay, MF-er.
Now back to the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show.
Each and every year for the last 22 years, the last day we're on before Christmas is the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show holiday break-ins. The familiar sounds of Clarence Carter.
They call me back, no Santa. I make my runs about the break of day.
This might be my favorite Christmas song because of its association. And also, the groove is awesome.
The jam.
I make my runs about the break of day.
It's about infidelity.
Oh, oh, oh. Who cares?
But it sure is a jam.
While the boys are out to play. Look at him. I ain't like old.
Really letting it breathe, not gonna lie.
He don't come once a year.
Time for our very first holiday break-in. We talked to Steve a moment ago. He was waiting to get in. And we'll talk to him again now. Hello, Steven.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Very good. How are you?
We are in.
That's the more important part.
We're in. We are in the door.
And what are you seeing?
Well, it was a little nerve-wracking because our accomplice had the key. I met her and one of her coworkers here. A little while ago, and we were just waiting to the right time to go in, and she had the key, and she was like, the door's not opening. The lock, like, it doesn't work. Like, she was trying the key on the doorknob. It was unlocking the doorknob, but then the deadbolt was being weird. So we were kind of standing here for 5 minutes thinking, like, well, what the hell do we do now?
Obviously, they have break a window.
Yeah, you didn't show up with your cutoff wheel or something?
Yeah, right.
Cut out the doorknob.
They have a small front porch, and I was like, I guess we could just stack everything here, but I don't think that that's the way to go. So luckily, it was just a matter of, like, you know, it's one of those doors, like, oh, you just got to shimmy it a little bit, and then it finally popped open. Yeah.
Were you low-key freaking out?
Oh, I was high-key freaking out.
The highest of keys.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
You know what? Like, every year with the holiday break-ins, there's always things we can count on. We can always count on, at least here in our home market, it being treacherous roads to drive to.
Nailed it.
The other thing we can always count on is that we will spend a month and a half promoting the holiday break-ins, and saying the wrong year. I found out yesterday it's the 23rd year, and we've been saying 22nd for the last 6 weeks.
I kind of had a sneaking suspicion.
When we were talking about, like, the origin story, when we called Tommy from Jeff and Jer. And I was thinking, well, that would have been in 2002 when we did that.
Yeah.
And then I was like, don't try to do the math, Greg. You're not good at your math because you never know if you count the first year or not. Steve knows. Steve's smart. 23rd annual Free Beer and Hot Wings Show holiday break-ins. Even bigger.
Time flies. I was updating some stuff on the website yesterday. I went to one of the posts from last year for one of the break-ins. I was like, oh, last year was the 22nd year. Huh. Okay. Well, 23rd.
Do you remember when we recorded the promo? And I said to you, I thought last year was the 22nd.
And I probably said, no, you big dummy.
Yeah, that's what happened. But I am a big dummy, so I went, yeah, you're right. Goodbye. And then
said,
I committed to it.
My dad is a math teacher.
So I'm not blaming you. I'm just saying I got on board so fast.
Yeah, I'm like,
yeah, I mean, I don't remember that necessarily, but I'm sure it happened.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter how many there are, as long as we're doing the next one. Steve, let's hear about your family, and let's hear about what's happening.
Oh, man. This one, it's not the longest letter, but I think you'll be able to realize pretty quickly why this one spoke to me when we were reading through all the submissions. You want me to actually read the submission letter from our accomplice?
Sure. Yes, sir.
Okay. So this came in. Hello, Free Beer, Hot Wings, and the whole crew. I'm writing to you to nominate Robert, a father from my school community, for your holiday break-in. I teach one of Robert's sons, and his family is facing a heartbreak that no one should ever have to endure. On November 10th, Robert's wife, Teresa, went into labor with their third child, a beautiful baby girl. What should have been a joyous day became every family's worst nightmare. Teresa passed away during childbirth.
Oh.
It was sudden. It was sudden, unexpected, and the medical team still doesn't fully know what happened.
Oh, my God.
Robert is now doing his best to hold his world together while caring for a newborn, a second grader, and a special needs fourth grader all on his own. Their entire extended family lives on the other side of the country, so he has no local relatives to lean on during this impossible time. He tells us that Teresa was everything. She stayed home with the children, ran the household, and kept life steady while he worked. Without her, they are absolutely lost. Christmas is understandably the last thing on his mind right now. Their home is filled with grief, and yet Robert keeps on repeating that he needs to get back to work. He never planned for, nor can he easily afford time off to care for a newborn, let alone help his older kids through this enormous loss. Their family is hurting in every possible way. A little light, a little joy, and a reminder that their community cares would mean more than I can say. I know your holiday break-in would bring them a moment of warmth and hope during a time when they desperately need it. Thank you for considering Robert and his children for your holiday break-ins.
Oh, my God.
I know the saying, God doesn't give someone some more than they can handle. I couldn't handle that.
No.
Yeah.
That, I wouldn't have been okay. And I give him any, if he's keeping it together at all and doing it for his kids, I give that man and the kids too, all the credit in the world for dealing with that. That is impossible.
Yeah. I mean, it's so easy to put yourself in any of these scenarios. Like, you know, what would I do if something like that happened to me? I would have no idea. My world would just be absolutely rocked. And Robert definitely is right now. And is, I mean, just imagine that without, like, take out the whole newborn aspect of it. Like, having a newborn is already one of the most, like, difficult things in the world.
Yes.
But add that to extreme grief from the loss of your partner, and I can't imagine.
I can't either. I really can't.
No.
It's devastating.
No. And then to have other kids.
When I read that one.
And to have other kids to take care of without the infant, trying to help them deal with it. Because your first thought would, you wouldn't even be able to grieve yourself. I mean, you'd try, but you'd be so worried about your kids. My goodness.
And they were nominated, like I said in the letter, by one of the teachers at the school that the two boys attend. After the submission letter, so they know the family. Like, they know the family pretty well. Just from dealing with them coming and going at school. But after that letter was submitted, I when I was dealing with our accomplice, she found out, she's like, oh, it turns out there's an older child too. So there's a 22-year-old who also still lives at the house. And now the family, the dad and the three younger children, they're away today. So getting into the house wouldn't have been a problem. But then we found out that the oldest works third shift, and he normally gets home from work at like 6 a.m., which is right when we're trying to get into the house.
Oh.
So luckily we were able to get him to stay out for another 31 minutes, according to my clock.
Okay. All right. Okay. Yes.
So yeah, with our typical tricks and lies to make sure that people don't sniff this out, but,
just siphon all of it.
Yeah, man, I read that letter and it, you know, sometimes you read the one and like all the hair on your neck stands up and you think, well, this is the one, this one spoke to me. And that's exactly how I felt when I read that one.
Yeah.
Steve, so what's happening in the house as you race against time?
Currently we had to move a bunch of furniture because I mean, there was no sign of Christmas here at all. This is obviously a family who is still grieving. It's been barely a month since, the wife / mother passed away. So first thing I was like, well, we got to set up a Christmas tree. We got to put up some decorations. So we had to move some furniture out of the way to set up a tree. Our accomplices are taking care of that right now. And it is just an endless parade of gifts going into this house. Both stuff that they need, stuff that they want. Because I don't want Robert to have to worry about that. He's got way too much going on right now. To deal with this, you know, he's grieving. The whole family's grieving. So we just tried to do as best we could. And luckily, we have a lot of people that help us out with the holiday break-in.
We do.
And, yeah, we're very fortunate to be able to kind of connect these dots.
So they left a home. I mean, obviously, it's still going to be filled with grief. Obviously, that's not going away.
Right. Yeah.
But
yeah.
It had no sign of Christmas, and they're going to come home. And I just wanted to give not only the kids to have a chance to be joyful and just be in the moment, but to let Dad see them have joy and to let Dad have a moment to take a breath and know that there is some hope or whatever it gives to him. I can't even guess what it would mean to him.
I can't imagine what Robert's dealing with. The death of his wife, dealing with a newborn. He has one of the sons is special needs, so there's obviously adversity there too. Mm-hmm. Just so many things to deal with. I couldn't imagine thinking, oh well, time to go out and buy a bunch of gifts and act happy for a couple days.
Right.
It's just not. Yeah, I mean, my brain just doesn't compute that.
Man, oh man,
no.
Steve, who should we thank?
So many people.
I mean, there's more than we can thank, but
so many people. Our friends, obviously, at Sarah Honda Granville for getting the ball rolling on this whole thing back in August, just stepping up and saying, "Yep, we're in again." Recently, we've had our friends at Spartan Nash Family Fair Stores.
Oh my gosh!
Said, "Hey, here's $1,500 per family.
Wow.
To give for in gift certificate and gift cards, so that way they don't have to worry about where their food is coming from." Because in this case, Robert has been out of work since his wife passed away, because this, mom was going to be the one to stay at home and care for the children while Dad was at work.
By the way, change would feel overwhelming.
Exactly.
Not that dads can't take care of their kids as well, but that is such a turn the world upside down thing.
Yeah. Yeah. When you're the one that's used to going to work while the home is handled, I think as a dad, you can, and I can certainly put myself in that scenario. Like if something had happened to my then wife, my boy's mom, when that happened, I it would have been impossible. I don't know how I would have functioned.
You'd have figured it out, but it would have been.
I mean, I guess, but hard. It's.
Just, I don't know how.
No,
I don't know how either. He is.
Well, in a year filled with terrible surprises, hopefully today will at least be a mild good one.
Sarah Honda Granville, Spartan Stores Family Fair, so many others.
Yeah, which we'll get to later later on in the day. I'm sorry. I think my buddy Ben, who's here with me, he just put his hands on his knees in the middle of the front lawn and pulled out his inhaler and hit his inhaler because he's hustling back and forth. I think Ben's dead.
tell him he has to live long enough that it's done. No dying yet, Ben. It's holiday break-in day. Steve, you always get a taste of Bruce.
Of course. Oh, I love it.
I asked Hot Wings to lead you in with Dominic the Donkey, and he refused.
As though that's on my playlist.
It's like, I don't even have that.
I'll abide by the boss, Steve, but I'm not doing Dominic.
Well done, Steve, and all of your hoodlums.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah. See you back here, pal. Be safe.
In a bit.